to it.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has become the first U.S. leader to visit Hiroshima, Japan, the city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 during World War II. More than 80,000 people died in Hiroshima, and 90% of the city was destroyed. Mr. Obama today laid a wreath at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial and took a tour of the memorial grounds before making remarks to the people gathered. U.S. officials are warning of Islamic State's ability to inspire violent deeds around the world, including in the United States, without commanding or having any direct contact with terrorists. Alejandro Mayorkas is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He spoke to lawmakers in Washington.
The threats we face today are more complex and decentralized than they were a decade ago. We are in a new phase of the global terrorist threat. We have moved from a world of terrorist-directed attacks to a world that increasingly includes the threat of terrorist-inspired attacks, one in which the attacker may never have come face-to-face with a member of a terrorist organization, but has instead inspired it by the messages and propaganda of ISIL.
Lawmakers from both major U.S. political parties said they expect a long battle against violent extremism, including that carried out by the Islamic State. Numerous people feared dead after a migrant boat capsized off Libya's coast. 80 were rescued. Meantime, Greek authorities had completed the evacuation of the country's biggest refugee camp near the Macedonian border. 800 people were transported to other shelters in other parts of Greece. This is VOA News.